What makes you feel safe? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I noticed that on the CBS News website, the most popular security story isn't the latest development in the Edward Snowden case. It's this one.
Gunfire has become so common on the streets of Oakland, California, that even in neighborhoods that once seemed immune to the city's violence, residents are no longer shocked.
CBS's John Blackstone went to Oakland to talk with residents about all the murders lately.
A car came down the street. Three guys got out with a gun. There was a gun battle three blocks over. And I did hear, actually, a bullet went into somebody's house.
That's Jan Hetherington, who says she loves her neighborhood. She just wishes the gunfire would stop.
Our neighbor, Judy, who lived in the next block to me, was shot and killed.
Shot and killed, driving home from work. Then there's Pastor Greg Brown, threatened at gunpoint for power washing the sidewalk outside his church.
And a guy with a gun tells you, you stop.
Yeah.
Or I'll shoot you.
Yeah. That's how close the crime is.
And yet the city of Oakland has to cut its police force by one-third for lack of money. So the neighborhood is having to pay to hire its own security force.
This is the most wonderful neighborhood I've ever lived in.
And yet you have to bring in private security to feel safe.
Yep.
Is it not strange that with all the billions spent tracking conversations and emails, Oakland can't afford cops? If only Oakland's bad guys were Al-Qaeda, they'd be arrested the moment they picked up the phone. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.